Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. White House health advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said the pandemic is the worst seen in more than a century. Fauci spoke as President Donald Trump issued a stout defense of a disproved use of a malaria drug as a treatment for the coronavirus. Meanwhile, Fauci rejected President Trump's renewed claims after a controversial tweet suggested the doctor had misled the public about the drug, the hydroxychloroquine. Trump retweeted a post that alleged Fauci has misled the American public on many issues, but in particular on dismissing hydroxychloroquine. Fauci responded by saying, "I have not been misleading the American public under any circumstances." More than 4 million people here in the U.S. have been infected by the coronavirus, and the death toll is nearing 150,000. One of the most frustrating symptoms of COVID-19 is the loss of the sense of smell, and scientists now say they think they understand why it happens. The experts writing in the journal Science Advances said the coronavirus infiltrates the cells that provide major structural support to sensory neurons, the neurons that detect odors and send those messages to the brain. Since the sense of smell is linked to the sense of taste, the coronavirus also affects the ability to taste food. Harvard Medical School researchers said 90% of recovering COVID-19 patients who have lost their sense of smell and taste regained it. In separate studies, scientists are still trying to conclude whether it's possible to get COVID-19 twice. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By your remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is defending sending hundreds of federal agents to Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere to stop violent protests, while opposition Democrats accused him of violating the civil rights of peaceful protesters. This was Barr's first appearance as Attorney General before the Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee, where the Democrats accused him of taking such actions in Portland to support President Trump's re-election bid in November. Barr said the protests in Portland have become disconnected from their initial purpose, which was to protest the death of an African-American man, George Floyd, while in police custody in Minnesota in late May. Brazilian healthcare workers are urging the International Criminal Court to investigate President Jair Bolsonaro's government for crimes against humanity for its handling of the coronavirus pandemic. A complaint containing evidence statements from unions representing more than 1 million healthcare workers has been submitted to the Hague-based court. The unions accused Bolsonaro's administration being criminally negligent in its management of the COVID-19 outbreak, jeopardizing the lives of healthcare professionals and the general public. Bolsonaro, who just tested negative for the coronavirus after being infected with the virus for nearly 3 weeks, has repeatedly said the restrictions hurt the country's economy. Brazil has the highest number of COVID-19 cases in Latin America, with more than 2.4 million people infected and more than 87,000 deaths. Pilgrims wearing face masks and moving in small groups after days in isolation began arriving at Islam's holiest site in Mecca Wednesday for the start of a historically unique and scaled-down Hajj experience reshaped by the coronavirus pandemic. Rather than standing and praying shoulder to shoulder in a sea of people from different walks of life, pilgrims this year are standing apart. They are moving in small groups of 20 to limit exposure and the potential transmission of the coronavirus. Around 1,000 people already residing in Saudi Arabia were selected to take part in the Hajj this year. All pilgrims had to be between 20 and 50 with no terminal illness and showing no symptoms of coronavirus. This year marks the first time in nearly a century of Saudi rule over Mecca that people from outside the kingdom will not take part in the five-day pilgrimage, which is a once-in-a-lifetime requirement of Muslims. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.